Yes, it is the day before New Year's Eve. It is Monday evening, happy hour at the Great Bay Street Beer Garden downtown. Closing out the year, closing out the decade with the DA of Charleston Law, Attorney David Ehler. We are having a fun time here at BSB, as we always do.
We always have a great time here, and I want to say thank you so much to the Beer Garden for their service to you and to me. Bay Street Beer Garden, if you hadn't been, you need to come out. And I don't need to say that just because you want to try the Critics Beer of the Month. They actually have a lot of other great drinks as well. But you know, it's interesting. I heard we got a guest today on our show.
We do. We've been trying to have her on for many, many months. She is the AA of Charleston Law. She is Annie Arneman, and she runs your office.
She runs my life.
Wow. AA, Annie. Thanks for coming on. I haven't seen you since Party at the Point over the summer.
I was going to say, thank you for having me. I'm so excited, finally.
Are you ready for the new year?
Not really, but we'll say yeah.
Very busy at the law offices of David Ehler?
Yes, we can definitely say that.
But DA, New Year's Eve, always a lot going on.
Always a lot going on. And most importantly, though, before I bring up anything that is going on beyond the Bay Street Beer Garden, is I want everybody to be safe.
Yes.
I want everybody, actually more important than that, I want everybody to have a good time. And then after that, be safe. Is that wrong to say? Can I say that?
No, okay. Absolutely.
Anyway, so that means planning ahead, whether it mean driving or staying at a friend's or staying at a hotel or getting a hotel. I was telling you a story earlier.
Yes.
Surge prices with certain rideshare programs are understandable. They're a business made for profit, not for charity, so they will be higher. So either put your money together or look and maybe find, like my friend Dylan did, a hotel downtown about the time you're ready to crash out. Stay there for the night and go the next morning, or Mount Pleasant or Sullivan's Island or Somerville or wherever you may be. But most importantly, make sure that you're safe.
I like that. I am the king of chisel travel. And what you're basically saying is you can get a nice hotel room cheaper than a surge price rideshare.
Right. I can say that I'm not, is it paleo? Is that what it's called?
When payola. You
payola. Yeah. Paleo, I think, is a diet. I don't get payola for promoting Hotel Tonight because they've never paid me. I've just paid them.
Right.
But that's a great one to look at. And there's several other sites. And you stay there for the night and get a nice rest and maybe even a free breakfast, depending on the hotel. And then you go home the next day and you've saved money, and most importantly, you've saved yourself from any trouble, and you saved yourself from being involved in anything that hurt anyone else.
Absolutely. And AA Annie, I'm more of a New Year's Day beverage man. Are you a fan of New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Or both?
Definitely the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good day drink. There you go.
Yeah. Where are you going to be day drinking on New Year's Day? Downtown? You are a downtown resident, right?
I am. That's a good question, though. I don't know.
Ooh.
Wherever you go.
I'm thinking Park Circle. Want to do the Park Circle pub crawl?
I could do that. It sounds like a good plan.
You have some good employees, DA.
I've got some great employees, and they do a great job. Annie leading that way. Can I roll out a couple things otherwise going on
yes,
New Year's Eve?
You
if
can.
You don't mind.
Not at all.
We have the Yorktown Count. Down. That's over in Mount Pleasant. It's a pretty big boat. I've never seen it, but I hear it's over there. The Charleston Wonderland. Deco's having a great event. The Cedar Room, which is over there at the Cigar Factory. Dragon in the New Year over at Omar Shrine.
Cool.
Also, the new one here for you that like to play on the crazy side, New Year's Eve Circus Spectacular at Cheetah's Gentleman's Club. Now, I've never been there, and I'm not sure what a gentleman's club is, but it sounds like it's going to be a crazy time and a good time. We also have the Washout at Folly Beach, going to have a nice night. Mex One over in West Ashley. The Blue Note over off Dorchester Road in North Charleston. Bourbon and Bubbles on King Street. And Republic, of course, always rolls it in pretty hard on New Year's Eve. So you can come out all those places, or you can eat pork chops with me and my son over at my house somewhere around 10:30-ish, and we may finish the Netflix show we're watching or not. But either way, whatever you do, make sure you're safe. Make sure you have a good time.
That is good advice. He knows all. David Ehler, two offices, North Charleston on Leeds Avenue and downtown on Broad Street. He will handle all your legal needs. DavidEhler.com. What a decade it has been. I am looking forward to the next decade. And DA, you're going to come with me and Annie and do a Park Circle pub crawl on New Year's Day.
Just check my schedule. It's wide open. Y'all just tell me where to be.
Yes, yes. All right, cheers. Let's do a cheers here. Yes.
Cheers.
All right, Annie. Oh, what a good time. Bay Street Beer Garden. Love them. Critics Beer of the Month. They got the New Year's celebration coming up on Tuesday night. Thank you to everyone at Bay Street Beer Garden. Thank you to the David Ehler Law Offices. Thank you to the listeners. Happy New Year to everyone. It is the DA and the AA.
Happy 2020.
On the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.